This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. At least 30 people have lost their lives and 60 others were injured in the incident that took place at Sangam Ghat in Mahakumbh Prayagraj today. Addressing a press conference, DIG Kumbh Mela, Vaibhav Krishna said the incident occurred between 1 and 2 a.m., when a huge crowd gathered on the Akhara route and the barricades were broken. He added that the administration quickly enforced the rescue operation after the incident, created a green corridor for ambulances and transported the injured to hospitals.
महाकुंभ प्रयागराज में मौनी अमावस्या का मुख्य स्नान पर्व था. इसमें ब्रह्म मुहूर्त से पूर्व प्रातः 1 बजे से 2 बजे के मध्य मेला क्षेत्र में अखाड़ा मार्ग पर भारी भीड़ का दबाव बना और इस भीड़ के दबाव के कारण दूसरी ओर के बैरिकेड्स टूट गए और भीड़ के लोग बैरिकेड्स बांधकर दूसरी तरफ ब्रह्म मुहूर्त के स्नान का इंतजार कर रहे श्रद्धालुओं को कुचलना शुरू कर दिया. यद्यपि प्रशासन ने तत्काल राहत और बचाव कार्य करते हुए ग्रीन कॉरिडोर बनाया और एम्बुलेंस के माध्यम से लगभग 90 घायलों को अस्पताल तक पहुंचाया, परंतु इसमें से दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण तरीके से 30 श्रद्धालुओं की दुखद मृत्यु हो गई है.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences towards the families of the people who have lost their lives in the painful accident which occurred in Mahakumbh. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered judicial inquiry over the incident which occurred at Sangam Ghat in Mahakumbh Prayagraj. Talking to media, Mr. Adityanath said that the 3-member judicial commission will look into the entire matter and submit its report to the state government. Meanwhile, saints and seers of different akharas today took Amrit Snan at Triveni Sangam on the occasion of Mouni Amavasya. Flower petals were showered on saints and seers. The government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources essential for promoting green technologies. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of critical minerals for the development of the economy. The government has also approved the price for ethanol procurement from sugarcane feedstock. A grand beating the retreat ceremony was held at the historic Vijay Chowk in New Delhi this evening, marking the culmination of 76th Republic Day celebrations. Synchronized performances by the armed and central police forces bands mesmerized the crowd with their melodious tunes. Our correspondent reports that the music bands played a total of 30 captivating tunes in front of the audiences. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today came down heavily on the Aam Aadmi Party, accusing it of spreading lies and making false promises to residents of Delhi. He said Delhi's problem remains the same, as both Congress and AAP parties did nothing for the development of Delhi in their tenure. Addressing an election rally in Bhavana area, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also accused AAP and BJP of making false promises. He alleged that former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is opposed to reservations and is against Dalits, backwards, minorities and the poor. Addressing a public gathering in Badli Assembly area, AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal highlighted the work done by his government. He promised that water bills will be waived off by his party if they come to power. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 adopted its draft report today. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chairman of the 31-member panel Jagdambika Pal said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He added that the report of the committee will be submitted to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tomorrow. Mr. Pal highlighted that detailed deliberations were held on the bill in the last 6 months. National Capital Region Transport Corporation NCRTC has announced a 10% discount on travel tickets for the convenience of Namo Bharat Rail passengers. The NCRTC informed that passengers will get this discount on tickets purchased from Namo Bharat mobile app and using NCMC card. And that is the end of this news bulletin.